All London transport was on strike. National transport was on strike, 100% solid. And they used to bring out the buses, driven by a blackleg, with a policeman sitting beside him, a barbed wire across the front, and to see those trundling through the city. And young students from Oxford and Cambridge pretending to run railway trains, which they couldn't do, thank God, and then seeing the army called in at the docks, the provision of essential services, and the trucks running from the docks to Hyde Park, which was turned into a distribution centre under the military, was extremely enlightening for anybody who had any idea. And you've got to remember what the miners were striking about. They had appalling wages, and they were threatened with a reduction in wages and an extension of hours. And the slogan, "Not a penny off the pay, not a minute on the day," was the slogan of the strike. And the general strike was not a general strike for anything other than supporting the miners.